Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Wealthpreneur Podcast. This is episode 6. In today's podcast, we're going to talk about what is motivation. So my name is Ashish Sakal.
And my name is Sogat Pradhan. And like you said, we're going to talk about motivation today, how to get more motivated to do better things in your life and push forward towards your business, towards your goal, things like that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Ashish, what do you think motivation is when it comes to, like, you know, achieving your goals, pushing towards your goal and working hard every single day? Mm-hmm. You know, how does motivation come in play?
Yeah, so think? I believe, Sagat, that as an entrepreneur, when you're working with a business or when you have a business, you should definitely be motivated. But we as human tend to focus on, like, oh, what? How can I get motivated? I don't think we should do that, because that's going to lead to a bad path. And last episode, where we talk about habit, building a habit is a really, really, really good thing to do. And you have to keep that stamina. And that's how you get motivated. You don't look at the word motivated and just be motivated and do something. You have to have purpose. You have to have discipline. And you have to have the habit to really, really, really move forward and, you know, be motivated in that case. But that's my perspective of motivation and definition of motivation. So why don't you tell me or the viewers what your definition is?
So motivation, when it comes to, like, you know, putting in work and working towards a goal, motivation is a very big factor to help you push forward. And it's not very easy to get motivated to do things. You know, I know some people that don't even have any motivation to get up from their bed, things like that. So from my definition, motivation is basically just a discipline like you have in yourself that pushes you to work harder towards your goal, and, you know, just getting you to closer to your goal every single day, making you work harder. You know, something that pushes you to accomplish that thing that you want to accomplish, no matter if it's like a short-term goal or even a long-term goal. So motivation is a factor when it comes to entrepreneurship, business, just working on anything by yourself, right? And it's not very easy to be motivated, but there are a lot of ways that you can, you know, motivate yourself. You can, you know, push yourself forward and things like that. What about you, bro? Like, how do you think that people that are not self-motivated, what do you think that they should do to motivate themselves to work towards their goal and become better at their work?
Yeah. So what I think they should do is that first they should find a purpose in life, because everybody has a goal. Everybody has a dream, and we have to find a purpose in order to really get there. Right. And so the way you become motivated is really by finding your purpose at the end of the day, because if you don't have your purpose, then you're not going to be able to do, you know, the goal that you, you know, set to do. So find your purpose and really go with the flow, because you're not going to, you know, have a perfect, you know, balance in life, and you're not going to be always successful. You're going to fail. And failing is part of the journey, as we mentioned on the previous episode. And that's what happens when you get motivated, is that you're going to fail. And when you fail, you're going to intend to bounce back down and not be motivated. But it's your, you know, job to be, you know, disciplined and have a habit of really motivating yourself. And again, let me repeat this. Motivation is something that you should never look at by itself. You should look at it as a puzzle piece, because if you have a habit, if you have a discipline, and if you are motivated, if you, okay, well, now I know I'm going to do this, then you're going to really accomplish your goals and aspiration that you have for yourself. And so that's what I think, you know. And we as human beings often find lots of mistakes and find lots of holes when it comes to, you know, finding true motivation. But the motivation itself is not going to motivate you to do, you know, big things. It's your habit, discipline, and your purpose or your why, you know?
And from my perspective, when, like, you want to motivate yourself, you want to get better at your job, I think looking at it for a long term is a very, very big way to, like, motivate yourself. For example, let's say that you want to, you know, accomplish something really big. You have to see it in a long term way. Don't look at it like, hey, I'm going to accomplish this in a week or 2 weeks, you know. Look at it from a very, like, big perspective and work towards that goal. So for example, I recently joined a new real estate brokerage where I have a coach that, you know, I can ask for help anytime I need help. And one of the important things he told me was that, you know, one appointment a day is $1 million a year. So that really motivated me. Let me explain this how. Okay, so here in South Dakota, average home price is $290,000 to $300,000, into that range. And we get 3% commission as a real estate agent if you sell a home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 3% of like whatever sale you make. And if you get one appointment a day, that's like five per week, right? If you work from Monday to Friday. And then if you get five a week, that's 20 a month. And that's like, what, 240 a year. But, you know, not every appointment is going to go through. You're going to, you know, you're going to lose some of that. So we, if you cut that in half, that's only like 120 appointments that you actually get, that you actually convert into a listing, right? So if Definitely. You count, if you account, if you times 120 times 8%, 8% of 120, which is like $1 million per year. So what you told me was one appointment is worth $1 million. Mm-hmm. So if you work towards that, if you work hard to get one appointment a day, you know, eventually you'll make $1 million in 1 year.
Definitely. But
That $1 million is really pushing me to get one appointment every single day. Even if I don't convert the lead, even if I don't, you know, get that listing, it's still pushing me forward to get that appointment and then later on convert at least half of what I get, right? Definitely. So that's something that's really motivating me. And it's really important that you look at it from a long perspective instead of, you know, saying that, hey, I want to accomplish this in a year or even shorter period of time. So, you know, when it comes to motivating yourself, having a long-term goal is a very big factor here. What do you think about that?
I want to add to that, Sogoth, because you mentioned that, you know, the $1 million, right? That's your purpose, yeah. right? That's something that you're yeah. focusing on and really trying yeah. to work towards of getting that money. But, you know, some people, you know, when it comes to motivation, they look for what they want first rather than what the work is. But what you're really trying to do is that you're trying to focus on what you want and what your purpose is, really, right? And so in order to get exactly. to that goal, your motivation is pretty much, okay, if I do one appointment, that can be that can turn into $1 million, right? That's the mentality that you have. And yeah. that's the motivation that yeah. you have. But in order to do, exactly. in order to really get there, you know, you have to really work towards that. And that's what I'm saying, right? And you prove my point of saying, you know, we as human focus on the motivation itself, but we don't focus on the discipline and, you know, the habit that we create, right? We need to focus on that instead of focusing on the motivation itself, because exactly. if you focus on the habit and the discipline of, you know, going to appointments, getting appointments and really, you know, trying to sell a house, right? At the end of the day,
yeah.
that is the habit that you should have. And that is your motivation right there, which is $1 million. And that's how you're going to exactly. accomplish your goal and your purpose as well. So I want to tell our viewers or our listeners that do not focus on the motivation itself and not focus with their purpose as well. You know what I mean? Focus with their purpose and get motivated by it and find out what the purpose is at the end of the day. And that's what I want to say.
Yeah, exactly, man. Everything you said is it's really good. I agree with you.
Yeah.
And another thing is, like, I met someone in this new brokerage. He told, you know, he told me all about law of attraction. I don't know if you heard about that before.
Yeah, I have.
That's when you tell yourself, that is when you tell yourself that you are already doing the thing that you want to do. I talked about this a little bit last episode too. So if you tell yourself that you are already accomplishing the things that you want to accomplish, that's going to motivate you more to work towards that goal, to get to that, you know, achievement that you want to achieve, right? So I also want, you know, really like writing down my goals every single day,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just telling myself that I'm already at that stage. I'm already mm-hmm. at my goal. It's really, really important that if you do that, it's really going to motivate you. Even when you're feeling down and you look at the notes, you're like, oh, wow, you know, I'm already here, right? So, and then you're going to push yourself towards that. So I think really it's really important that if you write down your goals and tell yourself that you already had that goal, and which is going to push you forward, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm trying to say here is that law of attraction is, you know, it's something that works. Not a lot of people actually believe in this, but if you do believe in this, it actually works, right?
Definitely,
and there's
definitely.
A lot of books and podcasts and things like that if you can listen to it about this. And it's something new to me too. I wasn't really a big fan of it, but I have been seeing a lot of people using law of attraction to get better at their business mm-hmm. and things like that. So mm-hmm. it's a big factor to motivate yourself. What do you think about law of attraction? What do you agree with that or disagree with that?
Yeah, law of attraction. I think it's a great model, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's like saying what goes around comes back to you, you know.
Uh-huh.
So same thing with this, you know. If you make a idea and or if you have an idea, let's say if you're starting a startup and if you have an idea, as a CEO, as an entrepreneur of that company, you have to have the vision, right? Well, I want to be here and I want to, you know, really get there by working towards it, right? And that's kind of like a law of attraction right there. You know, a great example would be a CEO of a company manifesting and saying, you know what? I want my company to hit $1 billion in 30 years. For example, let me give you guys an example of Elon Musk. Elon Musk, when he started Tesla, he was he was broke. You know, he was in the negatives, millions and multi-millions of dollars in debt. But the manifestation and the vision and the law of attraction that he had as a CEO was, I'm going to take Tesla and I'm going to make one of the best EV companies. And guess what he did? He did it.
Yeah.
So same thing with money, same thing with relationship, you know, and same thing with life. You have to have law of attraction and think ahead, just like you have goals and aspirations for yourself, right?
Yeah.
And so I want our listeners and viewers to really, really, really manifest every single day and visualize that you can do anything in life. And I like what Sogod said, you know? Mm-hmm. I like what Sogod said. Sogod said, law of attraction. Have that kind of mentality of saying, I already have this, but guess what? I'm going to make it a reality. I already have it here. I already have the visualization, the image. Now I'm going to make it into reality. You know, I want you guys to know that.
And whatever vision that you put into yourself will attract that. So if you are, you know, someone that, you know, hates your job and says that, oh yeah, I'm never going to get there, or I'm never going to make any money from this, things like that, that's really going to push you down and you're never going to make money. But if you tell yourself, oh yeah, you know, I love this, you know, I love what I'm doing and I'm going to get to my goal soon, no matter if it's today, tomorrow, but I'm going to get there one day. If you tell yourself like, yeah, I'll get to that goal in one day, but you know, not right now, not maybe not tomorrow, but hopefully one day I'll get there, and push yourself that towards that, it will eventually happen, right?
Definitely. Yeah. I really do believe that. And I also want to talk about, sometimes we get like, you know, stressed out, you know, because we didn't reach our goal or we didn't, you know, accomplish the goal, right? And I think that has to do with motivation too, Sogod, because, you know, when we get stressed out or when we didn't reach our goal, you know, our energy level of the, you know, motivation, it's nearly decreasing, right? And I talked about this, the energy level on the last episode of, you know, what Tony Robbins says is that when we're feeling sad, when we're feeling angry, you know, we have a different energy level. And when it comes to motivation and then really, you know, attracting to be good in life, you know, and you're not accomplishing that, you know, in a way, your energy level comes down. So, you know, I want to tell our listeners that don't be discouraged if your energy level is down today. You might not win today and you might not win tomorrow, but if you really manifest and have that motivation of, you know, setting a good discipline, good habit, and really have, you know, a courage in yourself to, you know, be motivated the next day because of those discipline that you set, you will succeed in life, you know?
Yeah.
You will definitely will. So I wanted to let you guys know that too.
Because yeah, exactly.
Life is hard. Life is not easy. And we all go through obstacles, but don't give up. At the end of the day, don't give up because you will definitely win in life.
Exactly. And even if something doesn't go the way that you want it, accept it, right? Accept the results. Don't be discouraged. Like, oh yeah, hey, it didn't go this time. It didn't go through. You know, maybe tomorrow it'll go through. You know, I learned something new from this mistake or this failure. Then use that lesson that you learned from that failure and then apply it into the next thing that you want to accomplish. Right? It's definitely going to motivate you to do more things. You do that. But if you tell yourself, hey, this didn't work today, I don't think it's ever going to work, it's never going to work for you because it's not going to push you to do better things, right?
Yeah. It's also the mind game too.
Yeah, the mindset, yep.
It's the mindset game too because it's so crazy. And I want to mention this too, Sogod. You mentioned a law of attraction. I call it law of attitude too, you know?
Yeah.
Or law of discipline, you know?
Yep,
all goes around. There's 20 to 30 things that goes around, you know? Having a good discipline, having a good habit, having a good courage or being encouraged. It's law of, you know, attitude. And if you can manage, you know, a really, you know, law of attitude, you know, you're not gonna lose in life, you know, and you just gotta push through that and really know that you're gonna make it big in life. And you know, I just wanted to say that it's crazy because we talk about law of attraction, but I want to talk about law of attitude because that's what it is too, you know.
Yeah, I mean, whatever attitude that you have towards your work ethic, your goal, that's the result that you get, right? So definitely. If you don't have good attitudes towards your work, let's say that you're working on something big and you don't have a good attitude, you're just constantly telling yourself that you're a failure, this, that, it's never gonna work for you. But if you have a good attitude, no matter if it fails or if you've accomplished and if you only get to certain amount of result, not the whole result, you still have a good attitude, you know, tell yourself, hey, I can do it better next time. Having a good attitude can definitely help you out with your long-term goals and things like that. So I'm glad you brought that up too.
Definitely. Yeah. You know, I just thought about that and I'm like, it's so crazy how, you know, we complain and we have all, you know, all these excuses, but we never, you know, think about law of attitude and how that makes a big impact with our lives and what we do as a entrepreneur or, you know, whatever we have in our life. And it's so crazy to think about that, you know? So I just wanted to mention
that. I mean, you know, some people don't even have what many people have right now, right? So, you know, if you're working like a corporate job or things like that, some people don't even have that. And they're in a like really, really low level. Think about that. Like what do you think, you know, they're able to do? Some people don't even have anything they can do about it, right?
Definitely.
Have a good attitude about your job. Have a good attitude about what you're doing in life, because there are people that cannot afford to make it where you're at right now, right?
Definitely. Yeah. It's, you know, and, you know, a lot of these people too, you know, I don't know if majority of people love their job. I hope they do, but, you know, and most don't. And so in order to get out of 9 to 5, that's another, you know, leverage that you have to have and, you know, you have to really think towards. So the reason why I'm saying this is because, you know, a lot of people like in America who work at a corporate job, 9 to 5 job, they either hate it or they don't like it. And they don't have that motivation that we're talking about to really, you know, do the job. And most people quit after 4 or 5 years. And so, you know, the ones that are out there, you know, who want to do it, it's great, you know, and I'm nothing against them. You know, job is a job, you know, there's nothing wrong or right answer to it at the end of the day, or there's nothing wrong with it. But what I'm saying is that, you know, most people hate it because of the motivation and the courage, you know, they don't really have that because the discipline that they have set, they don't like it, right? The habit that they have set every single day, going at, you know, the desk that they work at, boom, 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 doing it. Most people don't like it. Yeah. And, you know, that's something that contains motivation and discipline and, you know, and it's...
I guess, when you brought that 9 to 5, I think like most people, you know, that are switching from 9 to 5 to becoming an independent contractor or a entrepreneur, it might be hard for them because, you know, they're used to people telling them what to do. So, you know, when you start working for yourself, there's no one to tell you what to do. You have to tell yourself,
definitely,
you know, what to do. So you have to be independent. You have to have that motivation to tell yourself, hey, do this, get this done. Because if you don't tell yourself, you don't, you know, have the motivation to do things, there's no one that's going to tell you what to do and you're going to fail.
Definitely. Right? And so, I think it's part of the learning process. Like we talked about, failure is the greatest asset or teacher of all time. And, you know, you fail, you know, if you're that person coming out from 9 to 5 world, fail first, you know, and don't be discouraged by it because you failed, because everybody fails in life. You know, nobody succeeds without failing. Right.
No one's perfect. Right.
And you have to have that kind of mentality of, you know, coming out of that and saying, okay, well, this is what I'm going to do. And this is my game plan. And this is how I'm going to succeed. And one thing that I want to mention is that just because you didn't succeed today doesn't mean you're going to succeed in the future endeavors. You will. And your schedule of how you set your, you know, to-do list, that's how you're going to make money, or that's how you're going to succeed as an entrepreneur. And you have to really have a balanced schedule, and you have to focus. There's no wasting time. You know, I stress a lot about my future, Saugat, and I bet you do too. The reason why I do it is because I want to be successful before I'm 50 or 60, because I don't have to work twice as hard, you know, and live that lifestyle where like I work and I'm getting that freedom. What I want to do now is that I want to have fun later, work so hard right now, you know, and be very successful, you know, at the end of the day of being old, you know, and whatever that is, however old I be. And, you know, I want to be successful then and have fun then, you know, and travel the world. But definitely don't be discouraged if you, you know, are losing faith. Just keep going, have that discipline, have that motivation, and be the best version of yourself. Because at the end of the day, you're going to change your future. No one will, you know,
exactly. You will.
So correct. I want to say that as well.
I guess the last thing that I want to say before we end this podcast is that stop being comfortable, right? Because a lot of people right now are being comfortable where they're at, and you know they're hating what they have to do right now. Because a lot of people, they don't put enough work. They're not happy where they are because they're comfortable with what they have right now. So go out of the way and you know do some stuff that are not comfortable, you know, and see how that's gonna change your life.
Definitely, right? Like you know, being uncomfortable is hard at times, and. That's part of life too. I mean, you have to work hard. There's no way you can make out and be rich, and unless you have a rich dad or if you have a rich cousin, you know, uncle. If you have Uncle Sam, I'm not talking about the IRS. I'm talking about Uncle Sam who's really rich and successful. You know, he's like, all right, you know, I'll give you $2 million. If you have that, then that's great. But for people who don't have that, you have to work hard. There's no way you're gonna make it, you know, to being rich or being wealthy, you know, without putting any effort into it, you know? And so what I want to say, you know, and this is my last thing that I want to say is that, you know, have the discipline, you know, be extremely motivated, but with the discipline that you set, and do not give up in life. And just know that if you work towards your goals, you'll definitely make it. And do not focus on too many things. Do not focus on building too many bridges. You know, if you focus on building 30 bridges, you're going to fail, and you're going to have a hard time succeeding and going over that bridge of, you know, really, you know, and building it as well. So build one bridge at a time. And once you put that one bridge, have a system in place where that business is constantly giving you cash flow every single month. And it's going to do that for the next 40, 50, 60 years. Have another bridge after that, do the same thing. Build that business to a level where that's going to give you cash flow the next 30, 40 years. Move on to the next one. So one by one, move on and build bridges and build business, right? When I say build bridges, you know, that's how you should do it. Don't focus on 30 things or build 30 bridges at once and fail and be miserable, because you're going to lose motivation definitely. And you're not going to have the discipline, and you're not going to have that habit of really going forward out. You know, if you're focusing on 30 bridges, focus on one, move towards each one of them one by one, and you'll definitely succeed in life, and you're going to have lots of motivation because of the habit and the discipline you set by focusing on one bridge or building one business. So that's what I wanted to say.
I really like what you said there. Just focus on one bridge first, and then have a system in place, and then start a new one. So I think that's it for this podcast. I really, really, we really hope that you guys enjoyed it. I think it was very, very valuable. You know, moving forward, we're gonna try to bring some guests.
Next week we're gonna have a guest, and I just want to throw it out there, he's a basketball hall of fame in the street baller world. So I hope you guys, you know, like that episode, and I hope you guys get a lot of motivation out of that episode. And not next week, but the next week, we're gonna have someone known entrepreneur in Utah, and he's a great entrepreneur, and you're definitely going to learn a lot from him. So
all right, man. It was great. Thanks so much guys for listening. Hopefully we'll be able to continuously provide values from this podcast. All right,
definitely. See you guys.